All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is the main attraction. Our last Sunday of the year, December 27th, 2020. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and have our scripture coming from our very own Sister Olivia Pritchett, followed by our prayer by our very own Brother Preston Pritchett. Amen. All right, all right.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He destroys my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the presence of the table for me.
Head
with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. At this time, we'll now have our prayer coming from Brother Princeton Prince.
Please bow your head and close your eyes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, honored as it is in heaven. Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Oh, yes.
And thank you for sending the people that didn't wake up this morning to the right place. And please persuade people to believe in you, God. I hope everybody believes in you, that God can see them all in our past life. And I hope they will. And I hope that the people that have come get to see through.
They
never
look back.
Jesus,
amen. 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 We'd like to thank our youth for giving our devotion this morning and on our last Sunday of the year. And we'd just like to say that we're so grateful for each and every one of you for attending faithfully on our Zoom calls. We know that a lot of people are really looking forward to getting back in the actual building itself. But we do feel that right now this is the best option that we're taking right now for the safety of you, our family, our loved ones, that we will remain on our Zoom call until further notice. So we'd like to say thank you for your faithfulness and dedication. And it's not always easy dealing with technology, but we have been succeeding so far with the Zoom, so we will just kind of continue this right now while there's still a lot of unknown and circumstances and situations that are going on right now with this this pandemic. So one thing we'd like to say, thank you. And before we continue, we'd just like to also express our gratitude toward our board members of New Kingdom Fellowship Church. For your faithfulness and leadership and stewardship of our church. We have our Vice President, Sister Kervin. We have Sister Reed, our Secretary, our Clerk, Sister Lopez. We also have Minister Reed, Sister Wright, who's doing much better. Mm-hmm. From what I'm hearing, she's improving. And I believe that she is coming home this Wednesday, actually. So praise God for that report. Praise God for that report. Let's see, did I miss anyone? Sister Wright. But we just want to say to our board, just thank you so very much. And I did mention Minister Reed. Thank you very much for this transition that we have started out on our journey in July of this year. And we'd like to say that we have had much success in our membership and our attendance and our finances and our spiritual walk of life. And we have definitely seen a lot of our members grow. And we ask that you continue to pray for us and pray for each other, because that's what it's all about. It's about edifying the body, building up each other, because right now we are living in some scarce times. And I tell you that, as we say, the devil is busy. But we know what his job is, but we still have a job to do as well as believers and Christians in Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't want to keep you long. I definitely want to deliver this message this morning. I was kind of anxious to get it to you. We know in the end of the year, there are a lot of churches who have the closing out of the year at their church for New Year's Day. And, you know, because of COVID, we're still not in the building. But this is our closing message for the year that I would like to encourage you. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and go straight to our message. And we hope that you will have your sword, your Bible ready, that you will take some notes, and that we will release this audio as well if you want to go back and listen to it. And if you maybe have missed something. There's going to be a lot of reading of scripture because, you know, we give out homework assignments, but, you know, sometimes when we get our homework assignment, we don't always, you know, stay on top of it. We get that last second cram in. So we're just going to do a little bit of reading in our scripture this morning, and we hope that you will enjoy what you hear. Amen and amen. Okay, a moment, please. So, our scripture reading for this morning will actually come from the 105th number of Psalms. The 105th number of Psalms. Our verses to focus on is going to be verses 13 through 15. But I actually want to begin at verse 6. The 105th number of Psalms, beginning at verse 6. And it reads, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that was word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate and people to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of fleas, and lice and all their coats. He gave them hell for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their veins also and their fig trees and brake the trees of their coats. He spake and the locusts came and caterpillars and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in the land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in the land, the chief of all the strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and thrice was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon him. He spread a cloud for a covering of fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with their bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise in Abraham, his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe the statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If we can also take a look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Tisha, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, beginning at verse 22. If you have it, give me a thumbs up once you have it. All right, slow pass. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Everyone have it? First Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to look at verse 22 and the following verses. Once again, in verse 22 of First Chronicles chapter 16, it says, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous work among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods with the little g. All gods with the little g. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let man say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out of the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that ye may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen and praise the Lord. Amen and amen. I want to use as a topic for our text this morning, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. I don't know if y'all remember that song. I remember hearing that song when I was a little boy, and my dad, he had a shirt that had some of the lyrics to it, and I was beginning to read then, and And I was reading the lyrics that says, don't worry, be happy. And I thought this would be fitting as we close out this year in 2020, as the Lord, prayerfully, if he delays his coming, that this would be a befitting subject leading into the new year. Don't worry, be happy. Family, we are embarking on a new year of, if the Lord delay his coming. And on next Friday, it will be January the 1st, 2021. For we know in 2020, it has been a horrific, it has been very unpleasant for a lot of us. It has been very unpleasant for a lot of us. Everyone in the year of 2020 has been directly or indirectly impacted by COVID, whether it's health, economically, spiritually, mentally, or socially. Everyone has been greatly impacted. According to a Duncanville police officer, as I spoke with him in the barbershop, he told me that, and some other men that were there, that there have been more suicides committed this year among children because they felt isolated. They felt because they were trapped in the homes that they could not no longer survive because they could not do what they wanted to do and go where they wanted to go. They couldn't handle it. I guarantee you that each of us have had a loved one, a friend, or know a celebrity, or know someone who lost someone in passing due to COVID. Due to this pandemic, there has been a disturbance or some interruption in many of our lives. We are living in some troubled times, saints, because the veil has been removed from the hearts and even the faces of so many people. I'm going to say that again. The veil has been removed of the hearts and faces of so many people. It used to that you couldn't really look at someone and tell what they were thinking or what they were feeling because we could put a mask on. And so you really had to investigate. You really had to do some deep research and discussion with a person and say, hey, brother, hey, sister, how you feeling today? And but now you can see on people's faces that they're going through, that they're going through something. You can see that now plain as day. Any of my married brothers on the call that's going to listen to this, I don't know if you remember, but I remember like it was just a second ago. I remember when my wife, as the doors opened at our wedding, one of my best man, he hit me, he kind of nudged me on my arm, because when they opened up those doors and I saw the beauty of my bride and the gown that she was wearing, her appearance, I said a four-letter word, and this was in the place of worship that came out, just the awe that I saw. I couldn't help myself, and I felt like I was a kid in the candy store. Is this for me? but what I'm trying to say is that as she came down the aisle, her appearance, accidentally, my father, he was nervous, and he accidentally lifted up the veil from my bride, which is usually what the groom do, but in some cultures, the father of the bride does that as well. But in this case, he accidentally lifted up the veil of the bride. And when he lifted up the veil of the bride, as I said, in some cultures, you know, the father would do this, but when she turned around to face me, when I saw her, she was exposed. She was exposed because I couldn't see her face coming down, but as she got closer and the veil was lifted, I said, oh my, oh my. And we're at some periods right now in our lives, in this world, in this particular age that we're living in, we have some oh my experiences. We have some oh my questions. People believe that evil spirits would be attracted to the bride, so they covered her face with a veil in order to conceal her features and confuse them. It's also said that in medieval times, that the veil was used to protect the bride from the evil eye and was a symbol of purity. It was of modesty. And so what's my point? Why am I talking about this veil? Why am I referring to this veil? I'm referring to this veil in the last message of the year because, dear hearts, as the church, the bride of Christ, and as believers, the veil has been removed. The veil has been removed from the church, from the bride of Christ. What are you saying? What's my point? We as believers in Christ, we have been exposed. Our doubt, our fears, our lack of faith, our lust of unrighteous living have been exposed. Our greed, our disbelief of the word of God, knowing what prophecy has been given to us. A lot of people are on pins and needles because of what's going on, but it has already been prophesied what's going to happen. That's why I say, what? Don't worry, be happy. It's already been given to us. The map, the roadmap, the guide. I said it before that some of us are counterfeit Christians. That's that commercial. I don't know if you remember Samuel L. Jackson, that commercial, Capital One commercial, says, what's in your wallet? But the real question is, what's in your heart? The real question is, what's in your heart? How can you say, don't worry, be happy, when there's something going on that we have never witnessed or experienced in our lifetime? I can say, don't worry, be happy, because I know that God is still in control. Yeah. No matter how it looks like, no matter what 2020 has brought our way, you can blame China, you can blame what, you can blame the president of this United States. I don't care who you try to blame, God has predestined for this to happen. And we as believers, we as saints, we have to stop acting like we're ain'ts. I'm going to say it again. We as saints must stop acting like we're ain'ts, like we don't know what's going on. He has given us the roadmap. Why am I looking at the 105th number of Psalms? I want to point this out because it is important that if you note the first 15 verses of the 105th number of Psalms are also found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verses 8 through 22. The first 15 verses of the 105th number of Psalms are also found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 8 through 22. It's presented as a composition of David where he writes a song for the bringing of the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. Which is why we can conclude that in the 105th number of Psalms, specifically King David, he is the author of the Psalms. And in verses 1 through 3, it talks about a call to the people of God, a call to worship the Lord. In verses 1 through 3 of the 105th number of Psalms. In verses 4 through 6, it talks about a call to seek the Lord and remember his great works. So we're talking about a call to worship the Lord, a call to seek the Lord and remember his great works, something that we are failing to do as believers in Christ, because sometimes we forget. You know, the song, it says, see what the Lord has done, count your many blessings, see what the Lord has done. But sometimes we forget those blessings of how God brought us over. We forget it was just the other day that God delivered us from what we prayed and asked him for. And then we move on like, oh, wait a minute, I did this. And we forget that God His grace, His mercy that has what been granted to us, His unmerited favor that we didn't have nothing to do with it, but because of His love, His compassion toward us, that while we were yet what sinners, Christ what died for us, but we forget about how Jesus Christ paid it all. In verses 7 through 12 of the 105th number of Psalms, it talks about God's marvelous covenant with His patriarchs. It talks about God's marvelous covenant. And then verses 13 through 15, it talks about God's protection of the patriarchs. God's protection. God's protection. In verses 16 through 22, it talks about God's care for the patriarchs in the days of Joseph. Why is this important? Why you mention this, Pastor? I mention this because it's important that we don't forget where we come from, the past, what God has done. We're caught up in right now, but we're forgetting that God is the one who can deliver and save souls. It's not us. We can't save nobody. We're so dependent on the president. We're so dependent on the Republicans and so dependent on the Democrats and the stimulus this and the stimulus that. What about God? What about God? It's God who blessed you to wake up right now. Some of us, we were able to go to the refrigerator this morning and get a glass of water. Go to the hydrant. Go get some of these. Some of us, we were able to use the restroom and the toilet that some people don't even have access to. Count your many blessings. Count your many blessings. In verses 23 through 25, it talks about God's preservation of Israel and Egypt. And then it goes further to talk about the deliverance of Egypt. 26 through 36. Verses 37 through 41, it talks about the deliverance of Egypt into the wilderness. The deliverance from Egypt into the wilderness. Verses 42 through 45, it talks about God's graciously, how He brought Israel into the land of Canaan. We have to go back. Go back and research and read how God, what He brought his people from a mighty long way. But we should not forget that we are what? His children. And the same thing He did before, He's doing right now. God has no respect of person. COVID or not, you can blame whatever you want to blame on it. When God calls your number, He's going to call your number. Because you don't belong to nobody but Him. He said, the Lord giveth and what? The Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have to remember that God is in control. And that's why we say, well, for God I live and for God I what? I die. But some of us, we're struggling. We feel like we're one of those ain'ts. We're supposed to be saints. But we're struggling. We're struggling with this thing. And I want to deal with, just briefly, the verses of 13 through 15. Verses 13 through 15 of our text, the 105th number of Psalms. It talks about, again, God's protection of the patriots. The patriots of Israel, we narrowly define them. I don't know, some of you might remember the old deacons, how they would get up and pray, and they would say, our Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was this powerful introduction in those deacons' prayer that they were called out to remembrance that He is the what? The God, our Father of what? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are the three patriarchs of Israel. Abraham, his son Isaac, and Isaac's sons Jacob, who was also named Israel, the ancestors of the Israelites. These were the patriarchs, and that basically mean that they were the leaders of the community. And they had used their authority to consolidate power while not so much involved in political or politics, but they have power to encourage its development and direction. And so when they went from one nation to another nation, as you look in verse 13 of our text in the 105th number of Psalms, it talks about going from one nation to another nation as the patriarchs, as the tribes, as they traveled. They came in an Ur of the Chaldeans in the book of Genesis chapter 11. And it talks about how they journeyed to Egypt. And Jacob also lived for many of years with Laban in the land of the people from the east, according to Genesis chapter 29. And so as they traveled, God permitted that no one would harm them. And all their wanderings among the nation, our nation is wandering right now. Wandering, like, why? Because we're lost. This world is lost. That's why we are what? We are the only light. We say this all the time. We are the only light that some people will read as far as introducing them to Jesus Christ. Because this world is what, full of darkness. And people are looking for some sense of hope, some sense of protection, some sense of direction. And the only thing that they can see is us as what? Children of God. And so while the world, while the nations, while these United States of America, while it feels like everyone is wandering because we're lost, we as the chosen people of God, we what? We got it. We know. Because God has given it to us, his plan. That there's no reason for us to be lost. There's no reason for us to be fearful about what's going on today. Because God told us what, in the last days, these things were going to happen. But we have to what? Share the news. Share the gospel. We have a commission that we have been given. So stop acting, stop pretending. And that's what we're doing. A lot of so-called believers are pretending. We can't pretend. Either what the Bible says, you're hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. You can't be lukewarm. We have to decide right now before it's everlasting too late. Because when we die, our what? Our soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. I can't stress that enough. If preachers and pastors ain't saying this right now, and ain't been saying it, they ain't doing the work of God. They're not teaching sound doctrine. They're not preaching sound doctrine. Why? Because, as I keep saying, we are not meant to stay here. Don't nobody want to talk about it. Don't no one want to listen. But hey, we are going somewhere. I mean, because we're going somewhere, we have to tell the lost souls every opportunity that we get. See, that we can say, don't worry, be happy, but they can't say that. Why? Because they're confused. They're lost. They need someone to tell them what thus said the Lord. But the question is, what are we doing? Are we sharing the gospel? Are we sharing the good news with those who are lost? He said what? Do not touch my anointed ones. He permitted them to go from nation to nation. He's permitting us as a country to go under leadership after leadership. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, it don't matter. The same scenario. He's permitting us to go through each political tenure of every 4 years or whatever that change may be. It doesn't matter what the change is. God, he protected them. Just the way he protected them and rebuked those kings for that sake, he's going to protect us as well. He says, do not touch my anointed. God protected Abraham and Sarah before King Amalek. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 6, God protected Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his prophets. The God that we serve, he don't speak not of kings, but he speaks to them. This God we serve speak not of kings, but to kings. Because he is the what? King of kings and Lord of lords. Our king did not have to speak of a so-called king, a so-called little God with the little G. See, that's what people are doing because of titles. It trips me out that there's so many people right now, so many leaders, so many pastors that are so stuck on themselves, and they feel like they got to have all these pictures and all this advertising about them. Man, it ain't about you. It ain't about you. If you're making this thing about you, you are not doing the work of the Lord. You need to get somewhere and sit down somewhere because you're creating something where people will serve you as an idol. And God says that what? He's a jealous God. He's a jealous God. So our so-called ministers, leaders, and pastors of the faith community, we have work to do. Our evangelists, we're supposed to what? Witness. But we're so stuck on ourselves. How can people see God and we're trying to talk about us all the time, what we got, what we doing? I did this, I did that. Man, sit down somewhere. You ain't done nothing. You think the air you breathe, you think you flipped on the switch and said, oh, I'm going to breathe air today? Please. We got work to do. The God that we serve speak not of kings, but to kings. He said, what? Touch not my anointed. We have to realize that we are what the apple of God's eye. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, it tells us that to touch us is to touch the apple of God's eye. Come on, somebody. That means that God, what? We're precious. What does it say? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. We're what? Precious in his sight. We are the apple of God's eye. Anyone who is a believer in Christ is chosen by God. See, this scripture is not just for prophets or pastors or leaders. This is about what? His children, his people. I don't have any more control or command of this scripture to tell somebody, oh, you know, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. No, you have just as much right to say it yourself. Because what? God, we are what? His children. We are his children. We are his people. He has what? Came to what? Set us apart. And that's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Anyone who is a believer in Christ is chosen by God to be what? Set apart. He established us in Christ. He has anointed us in God. It is him who sealed us and given us what? The Spirit in our hearts. That's a guarantee. All of us as children of God, we are what? We are anointed to go out. We have been chosen to go out and what? Tell the world what thus said the Lord. You talk about don't worry, be happy. Yeah, we don't have nothing to worry about. We don't have nothing to worry about. Some of us were in fear. It's so sad to say, but a lot of people are so dissatisfied when they forget about the simple things that God is doing, that God is working in your life. We forget about those small things. We're looking for these big, huge blessings. Oh, no, it's the small things that we're forgetting about. You know, I had a cousin who preached a message on last Sunday, and he entitled his message, he said, you can't touch this. MC Hammer, and as I was studying and been studying and preparing, I want to use that same topic, but I'm going to let that be a subtopic. You can't touch this. You cannot touch God's children. People are so afraid right now about those who can kill the body. Come on now. This is the only point that I got right here in this whole message. You can't touch this. The Bible says in St. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, don't be afraid of what? Those who can what? Kill your body. They cannot touch your soul, but fear only God who can what? Destroy both body and soul in hell. We're putting our trust in the wrong things, in the wrong resources, in the wrong people. You can't touch this. I don't care what it looks like. Don't worry. Be happy. But it's hard to do that. You mean to tell me right now, if somebody were to walk in and catch you off guard and hold a gun up to your head and fire, hey, I know where I'm going. Okay. Well, I guess some people may not be quite there just yet. Somebody may say, Pastor, you're going too far now. Hey, I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? Come on now. We got to be real about this thing. How can you say don't worry, be happy? I can say that because in closing, as we approach a new year, just look at everything that has transpired. Everything that has happened. And God is what? Still in control. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we feel or think, continue what to look to the hills from which cometh your help, for all of your help, what comes from God. Come on now, who made what? Heaven and earth. We have no control of what God has already ordained to happen in this world. I'm going to say that again. We have no control over what God has already ordained to happen in this world, in this life. We're acting like we don't know. We're scared of the unknown when it's already in Scripture. Somebody keep talking about what the church ain't doing and what we need to start doing and how we need to do this and how we need to do that. The only thing we need to do is continue to execute St. Matthew chapter 25. Verses 35 through 40, up for when I was what, hungry, you fed me. The fundamentals of ministry. That scripture, that's what we need to continue to do. Also, St. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, the Great Commission. Go ye what, therefore, and what? Teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the what? Father, the Son, and the God has given us His commission of what we're supposed to do, the fundamentals of ministry. Those two things are what we need to do. But wait a minute, we also need to what, continue to pray without ceasing. We need to continue to pray without ceasing, but also what? Continue to execute the scripture of Proverbs chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6. What? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. We got to stop leaning not to our own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him. And the Bible says for what? He will direct our path. That's all we got to focus on. The fundamentals of ministry, to continue to go out. When I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was in prison, when I was naked, because what? Somebody have to show compassion in this world. And we can't do it. You can't do it if you don't have what? The love of Christ in you. Everybody saying, well, I love you. I love you. If you don't have God in you, you can't love. Some people are so fake and phony, it's terrible. You can't, if you don't have God, you can't love nobody. That's what we're supposed to do. Lean not into our what? Own understanding. The hearts, no matter what it looks like or how it feels, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. That's why we can say what? Though he slay me, yet will I what? Trust him. See, that's why I can say, don't worry, be happy. It don't matter what happens. I know that God is a rewarder of them who what? Diligently what? Seek him. And if I trust him, although weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I know that. You should know that. And that's why we can say what? Don't worry, be happy. Because as long as what? We got God on our side. As long as we got King Jesus, the Son said what? We don't need nobody else. Because God is what? He's God. He's Jehovah. He's God Almighty. Do you have King Jesus this morning? Can you say, don't worry, be happy? I keep saying, God got us. But do you have him? I got to keep saying that. God got us. But do you have him? Can you say, don't worry about it? The storms may come. Come on, don't worry. The winds may blow. Don't worry. Because God has it all in control. He has what? The whole world in his hands. Dear hearts, I hope that something was said this morning that you could take with you. Apply it in your life. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Let's make sure that we're not counterfeit. That we got to stop pretending. I'm telling you, hearts, right now, this ain't the time to pretend to be a Christian. Either you is or you ain't. Either you're a saint or you ain't. Because why? People can see who's real. People can see who's authentic. People can see who's genuine. Lord, fix me. You have to start with yourself. Fix me, Father God, right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it's only you that can do it. But it's the blood of Jesus that can wash away my sins. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your blood. Thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, because every day that I get up, you have given me the opportunity to say thank you, Father, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I'm so glad about it. Dear hearts, remember, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't fret, don't be afraid, because it's already have been prophesied in the word of God what's going to happen. Dear hearts, don't worry. Be happy. Thank you so very much for your attention. Thank you so very much for joining us in our last Sunday of the year. And as we go into the new year, I just want you to be encouraged. Don't worry. God's got you. Let's continue to grip the solid rock. Let's continue to put our faith. Let's continue to put our trust in him. For if we trust in him and what? Never doubt. He will surely bring us out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so very much again. I tell you, God is so good. God is awesome.
Amen.
God is awesome. No matter what it looks like, we can say, don't worry.
Be happy.
Thank you, Father God, for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, continue to hide your word in our hearts so we might not sin against you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us, Lord, to be encouraged no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, Father God. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give us peace that surpasseth all understanding.
Yes.
Lord, open up our ears, open up our hearts, open up our minds to receive your word, Lord. Help us to continue to study to show ourselves approved unto you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
As workmen needed not to be the same. Rightly divide the word of truth, Father. Because,
yes,
Lord, Father, we know that you're coming back, Father God.
Yes, God.
Lord, help us, Lord, to work the work of him that sent us while it is day.
Yes,
Father.
Yes.
God, because when night coming, no man shall work. Father, we thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Continue to be with us. Continue to bless us, Lord. Continue to keep us in your love and arms. Lord, keep us in your prayers. Lord, keep us in your word. Lord, help us to continue to edify each and every one that is on this call, those who are not on this call. Lord, help us to be a beacon of life.
Yes, God.
Lord, help us to share the gospel, the good news,
Lord,
that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, help us right now, Father. Lord, let someone hear you, Lord, right now today. And Lord, please, Lord, we know that you're going to make a way for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, help us, Lord, to stay steadfast, unmovable. Lord,
help us
to continue to walk the walk. And not only walk the walk, Father God, but help us to talk the talk. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
We do pray. We ask, Father God, that those who are sick, those who are ill, those that are in pain, Father God, right now, Lord, that you will, Lord, be with them. Move throughout their body right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we ask for healing, Father God. Lord, we ask for healing those who are going through, those who are struggling. Father God, what if it's be generational curses, spiritually, mentally, financially, Father God. Lord, bless and touch each and every one.
Yes, God.
Of your children, Lord. Lord, those who are not your children, let someone go by and say, hey, the good news that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Amen. And guess what? Because Jesus loves you, so do I.
Amen.
Lord, bless someone right now today. It's thank these things we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name.
Thank you.
We
thank
do
you.
Pray and ask it all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And praise God.